when cannons fired at Hale.
Romentino, Novara, the 15th of September, 1914. Francesco Paglino, Class 4, Scuola Italia. Discussion. I spent the summer working in the countryside. Dad and Mom are farmers. Summer is the time when they work the most. At the farm, we have animals, chickens, pigs, a few cows and a bull, plus Giuffa, the dog who guards us, watches the sheep and plays with me. My family grows rice and corn, the same as in all the countryside in this area around the city of Novara. I often go into the fields with my dad, and he lets me hold the reins of the horses pulling the cart. Often, when we're in the rice fields and he's working, I go fishing for frogs on the edge of the rice field, and I have fun catching the water snakes. They're dark and slimy, but then I always let them go. It rained a lot this summer. Dad says more than usual, and the rain often turned into hail. The air would get cold like in winter, and ice would start falling from the sky. In August, on the evening of the Feast of St. Rocco, hailstones came down that were the size of pine cones. Half of the crop was ruined. It was a really bad night. Dad tried to save the corn, but half of it was destroyed. Mom was crying in the house, and I stayed with Giuffa in the kitchen, watching the world coming down. The next day, Dad went to buy the cannons. Hail cannons look like ice cream cones, only they're very big, and instead of having cream or chocolate on top, they're empty, and they fire shots into the sky, so that the hail doesn't come down anymore. I think they make holes in the clouds. When they're working, they fire lots of shots one after the other and make a heck of a noise. Dad is convinced that this method will work, but Mom doesn't agree at all. They fought a lot about it, until Mom persuaded Dad to talk to an insurance agent. The insurance agent is a man you give money to so that if it hails, he pays you for the ruined crop, if I've understood right. I didn't know something like that existed. He was a smartly dressed gentleman who spoke very well, and at one point, he opened a colorful map on the kitchen table, full of numbers that show how much hail falls in each different place on the map. It's a map his company drew based on the information given by him and his colleagues. I'd never seen anything like it. It looked like a treasure map. I'd have liked to keep it and hang it up in my room, but he told me that he needed it for work. But he promised that when the company gives him a new one next year, he'll give me this one. Dad might have decided to insure the fields, but he's decided to keep using the cannons too, which makes me happy because every time they start firing, it feels like New Year's Eve. And that was my summer.